This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Russian collusion just jumped up and disappeared like a fart in the wind. I told everybody this Mueller report would yield nothing against Trump. And you know what else it yielded nothing against? The people who actually it needed to yield something against, which is, of course, the Clinton gang, the Obama administration, the FBI, and a host of other people. No, Robert Mueller found nothing against Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because I told you so. No, I'm kidding. The reason why he found nothing against Donald Trump is, number one, Trump did nothing. Number two, it was this whole investigation was spurred over the idea of getting Donald Trump and using a fake dossier. And there are so many breadcrumbs. You know how you play connect the dots? The dots are so close, they've drawn you a picture. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Nothing against Donald Trump, so now what? You heard the report. Broke on Friday. There's a reason why it broke on Friday. We'll get into that. You've seen lots of clips. If you watched anything on Fox, which is rare these days because most of my friends don't, but with the breaking news that came with this report, I decided, you know what, I'll tune in and I'll see how Tucker covered it and I'll see how Hannity covered it. And they did a pretty good job. They got a mashup of all these different people talking about guaranteeing that there was going to be collusion. Trump was going to be indicted. There would be other people in the Trump administration who fell. That Donald Trump was hiding stuff. That, and on and on and on. And what about all the times when they said Donald Trump's going to fire Mueller? And he better not fire Mueller. He better let Mueller have the investigation until its conclusion. And he did it. Yep. The clip on the show you have to see it. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Fox News, and not just because I'm not on it anymore. I never really was. I didn't watch the shows very often. But I will tell you, they did a good job of finding these clips of the number of people, the number of talking heads, the bonehead, brain-dead, leftist morons who said, Donald Trump's going to get indicted. There's more to smoke. There's smoke, there's fire. Well, you know what? There wasn't any smoke. And as I watched this thing unfold where they reported, well, you know, let's see what we can do now that there isn't any proof that Donald Trump did anything. You know what they say? It doesn't prove anything. Their guy, Robert Mueller, who picked the dream team of anti-Trump, pro-Hillary Clinton, dyed-in-the-wool, deep state swamp rats, and with everything at their disposal, the entirety of the United States government, millions and millions of your dollars, you know what they found? Nothing. They can't even smell it. Pull my finger. This was Jussie Smollett. This whole thing, this was a well-orchestrated, at the highest level of the Obama administration, Jussie Smollett. That's what this was.
He attacked me. He's working with the Russians. And it was two black guys. No, I mean white guys.
I don't know what they were crying, but they made it up. Complete with noose and bleach. Did I mention who I was? Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. Yep. Many more are going to get indicted. Who all was supposed to be worried? Somebody remind me. Remind me who was going to be worried. Was it Donald Trump Jr., right? And Ivanka? Yeah, and Jared Kushner, her husband? They wanted you to believe that Donald Trump was running a criminal family enterprise. You want to know who started this whole thing? Who got it going? A criminal family enterprise known as the Clintons. That's who got it going. And then when they knew, and I told you guys, I told you, when they knew they had nothing on Donald Trump, you know what these clowns did? They said, hey, let's indict 80. Let's get 81 other people and scare the heck out of them. That'll make it work. Well, good luck with that. Hey, Adam Schiff, Kevin Jackson, Putin, indict me and watch what this Negro does to you. Because I'm going to tell you something. I hope they send me some paperwork. Come raid the Jackson home. Because let me tell you something. There is no way I would admit to anything that I didn't do. No way.
Kevin, you said Putin on the radio.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. Yeah. How does that connect me? Never been to Russia. Thank goodness. This is the worst witch hunt that covers up the worst political scandal in United States history. And possibly in world history. Seriously, this is so big. It is so infused with multiple areas of government that to ignore this would essentially mean we've got no republic. Why have a constitutional republic if you can't enforce your laws? KJRadio.com. Love to get your take on it. 81 more people that the Democrats want to continue with this subterfuge. Don't want to admit, you know what? We just flatly lied, people. We lied. We made up a story. We pulled a Jussie Smollett on you. And, you know, they think it's over. Oh, they think it's over. It's not over. We'll be covering this for the better part of a few days until the next thing hits in the cycle. And we'll talk a little bit about what's been missed because, as usual, there's a lot of stuff that you don't talk about when you're talking about the big report. We waited on it, right? Why didn't Mueller release this before the election? Have you asked yourself that? Why did he decide, I'm going to wait? He waited, and then he waited even longer. It's just been lingering. And you know what he'd like to do? He'd like to wait even longer. But you know what he finally told all these clowns who've been waiting for leaks and all the smoking guns and all the people who were going to be indicted and all the flurry around, ooh, we're going to get them, we're going to get them. Hang in there, you leftists. Hang in there. We got you, progressives. And you know what Mueller finally had to say? Guys, look, I've extended this turd as long as I can. There's nothing left. So simply put, Donald Trump wins. Again, America wins. Again, and you would think that, and this is one of the points that was made on Fox, that people would be celebrating. Oh, wow, there was no collusion with our sitting president. Do you think those moronic leftists care? Do you think that they're, ooh, that's good to know that Donald Trump didn't do anything? No, they're still plotting. Because that is the state of leftist America, folks. How can you possibly hold your head high as a Democrat today? You need to abandon that party.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A guy named Art, he's been writing to me about this Mueller report, and Kevin, it must have something on, and we're not hearing anything, and Art's been really concerned. And I would write back and go, Art, what, man, don't you have better things to do? I'm not trying to be mean towards Art, but I would be like, Art, surely you're not worried about the Mueller report. Man, Kev, I got to tell you, how you could stay so cool, calm, and collected about this Mueller report. Man, I mean, and I'm feeling that in his writing to me. Because he's like, man, they must have something. I mean, they're setting us up. And I go, Art, forget about it, man. I explained to you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show that Donald Trump doesn't exhibit any signs of a guilty man. Welcome. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump is as cool as the underside of your pillow. He is Fonzie during the height of happy days. Do you know what I'm saying? Cool. Exemplifies
he's cool. And I mean, if you go look in the dictionary right now under cool, it's got to be Donald Trump. And I told you guys, guilty people, they plot. They have to fix the stuff that they're doing behind the scenes. Donald Trump is working, man. You can't be, look, you can fake a face. It's like being a functioning alcoholic. Yeah, you can get away with it, but you can't, it's tough to excel. Yeah, certainly long term. And you can't be plotting and trying to figure out how you're going to cover up something as big as what the Democrats said without eventually failing. And guess what? That's exactly what's happening to the Democrats. They've been plotting, covering up all their little nasty things, their vile, scurrilous activities, and they can't do it anymore. The lid is about to get blown off. Everybody, you know, who is it? My buddy, Carl. Kevin, what's going to happen? I don't think anybody's going to get indicted. I was golfing with a friend of mine the other day, and he said to me, an acquaintance, I should say, friend of a friend, and he said, Kevin, I don't think anything's going to come on the Hillary Clinton side. And I said, you are completely wrong. We made a gentleman's bet. And I said, you are completely wrong. You can't spend that kind of money, talk about Russian collusion, understand that it was all done based on a document that was submitted by the Clinton campaign, and you just think we're going to, okay, well, geez, there's no more Russian collusion. Let's just let it go. That's the end of that. Okay, nice and tidy. That's what the Democrats would love to see us do. I'll get more into that. But here's what I want to go back to body language. I said in no uncertain terms, Trump does not act guilty. He knows he's innocent. He didn't need to collude with the Russians to beat Hillary Clinton. He joked about Clinton's emails, and the left used that statement to deflect from what they knowingly did, which is to collude with the Russians. What's this story out now? The Ukraine's president saying, yeah, there were people in our government that were feeding Hillary information. But forget that. Forget knowing that now. Talk about the $145 million that went to the Clinton Foundation. Bill Clinton gets $500,000 to give a speech, of which right after that, they send that money. The connection between this IT facility, they were trying to build a Silicon Valley thing that has the Podesta boy. They were going to build this in Russia. It was going to compete with our Silicon Valley. It involved the Podestas who were paid, and that's how Manafort entered the picture. There is no question about this. This has the fingerprints of Hillary Clinton all over it. And look, I don't care if they had business dealings with Russia and were even trying to get stuff on Trump, because that's not even the point. The point is the bribery and all the shenanigans that they were doing to work with Russia. Forget the campaign stuff. Let's just go look at the Uranium One deal. We're well beyond, oh my gosh, well, maybe they tried to collude. I mean, that's like saying to some group outside of the country that doesn't like Trump, hey, listen, get the citizens in the United States, your Saudi citizens, to vote for me. Is that colluding with the Saudis? I think it's ridiculous that we're even talking about influencing our elections. Everything influences our elections. Outside influences. North Korea, Kim Jong-un, or Il, whatever his name is, Kim Jong-un, he didn't want certain people to win. Putin didn't want certain people. China didn't want certain people to win. They're all influencing. What's the big deal? It's crazy. We've lost sight of what the real problem is. The real problem is this connection between Hillary Clinton and Obama and these Russians and cutting deals with our money and with our uranium, our natural resources of this country. These elitists are cutting deals for themselves. And we're talking about election interference. The Democrats are the worst interferers in elections on the planet Earth. They want illegals to come into the country. They want to give them licenses. They want to allow them to vote no matter what. They want to lower the voting age to 16. They want dead people to vote. They want felons to vote, which I don't care. Look, I don't care about felons eventually voting, getting back into society, but dead people, they are the biggest. Anything they can do to get a vote, they'll gerrymander, you name it. So the biggest interference in our election came from right here in the United States. There's nothing Russia could do that would do more than the damage the Democrats did. Voting after the fact. How many races did we lose after the fact? And Donald Trump gets all this because he jokes, yeah, Putin, if you got her emails, which, by the way, let's talk about the email scandal. The email scandal where Hillary Clinton essentially deleted on her own 33,000 emails claiming they had nothing to do with work, that they had no classified materials, which they did. They, both of those counts, she was wrong. Then when the FBI wanted to recover them, the crooked FBI that said, oh, there's nothing there. There's no intent that she was hiding anything after she bleach bits her server, wipes it out, cracks the phones, and essentially makes sure that nobody can find them, even though you could. And then they did find them. And then what do they say? Well, it's no big deal. No harm, no foul. Well, as Comey said, there was no intent to do that. On what planet do you have to be from in order to not understand that the Clintons were doing everything they could, putting a separate server from the State Department in their bathroom basement? A closet, hiring their own IT guy, and then you find out that there's all this other information, and she deletes that. Let me tell you, you don't try that at home with anybody's FBI, because your butt would be in prison, as it should be. So what are you talking about? Don't get me talking. Well, that's what you do every day, is you listen to me talk. So timing is everything. Friday, the close of business, where stories go to die. Mueller report gets the news late in the day. TV viewership is fractional because everybody's going out for the weekend. They're ready to party, right? But now it whets your appetite. We got a whole week probably to discuss this and see where things go. So let's see. Because let me tell you, the Democrats are scrambling. Every news channel I checked multiple. I rarely do this, but I wanted to see what CNN said. And you know what they're all saying? Hey guys, you gotta admit, this does not look good for the Democrats. I mean, they were talking about the, and then again, I think Anderson Cooper played a mashup of all the Democrats talking about how bad it was going to be for Trump, how bad it was going to be for the Republicans, and then bupkus. So they're scrambling right now, and they needed the weekend in order to do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says the Russia investigation ended exactly the way it should have.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
President Trump's remarks as he welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Washington, D.C. The president also says,
it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
Attorney Michael Avenatti is being charged with wire and bank fraud. Federal prosecutors say Avenatti was trying to extort $20 million from Nike. Prosecutors say he threatened to release damaging information about the company. A dozen people allegedly involved in the recent college admissions bribery case are set to appear in a Boston federal court on Monday. Some of the people in court are accused of working with alleged ringleader Rick Singer. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Right now, the Democrats are scrambling. Even some of the so-called journalists are trying to pretend that they are being objective in evaluating the Mueller report. Hardball's Chris Matthews, I call him Softball Chrissy, ask a succession of guests if they what they're going to say about the evidence of collusion now that there's none to be found. And he actually, I mean, that's a tough question. So what are you going to say now? And I watched two or three other networks that said, I should say host of various networks saying the same thing. I'm talking about leftist networks asking the same question. If you've put all your eggs in the basket that Donald Trump is a criminal that colluded with the Russians and working with these oligarchs as well as Putin, and he's at the behest of the Kremlin, then nothing happens, what do you say now? And they're all like, whoa, you know, and, you know, trying to figure out who shot John because they don't know what to do. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. No collusion, that's the report. And I warned you that there would be no collusion. I gave you a tip, not because I'm, you know, Nostradamus or anything, but because I said they haven't leaked anything. If there was something to leak, they would tell you. Now, one other person, I don't know who it was, said, well, just because there's no collusion found doesn't mean the report's not going to be negative. It wasn't Bob Wood, it was Bernstein. He says, it'll be negative towards Trump. How so? Tell me how you. It's funny how they try to spin it.
The report will be negative. It just won't talk about, will show collusion.
Okay, wait a minute. So the special counsel was appointed in order to find out if the Russians were colluding and interfering in our elections. And as it turns out, they weren't. And there was no collusion with Trump. But it's going to look bad for Trump. See, that's how they try to spin it. It's still got to turn out bad for him. And the biggest talk on Friday was, How are you leftists going to deal with it? So let me tell you what they're doing right now. They're huddling. Because what do you do when your champion fails? Mueller was supposed to be the fixer. He's as good as it gets for the left. There is no better fixer. By the way, he's not that good of a fixer. Go look at his history. But he looks good. He comes off as, oh, Robert Mueller, he did a great job. Do you know there were people out there going, well, people are going to come down on Mueller hard for this. You know, let me tell you, nobody on the right, I'm not coming down hard on him. He came out with the conclusion, the only conclusion he could come out with, even though he stacked the deck against Trump. Now, if I'm going to be hard on Mueller, here's my hard. Why didn't you go look for the real Russian collusion? That's what we could be hard on him. But let me tell you, we've been asking this the whole time. Now what they're warning us is the left is going to go beat up on Mueller. I want you to understand, folks, they're going to have to sacrifice one of their own. Kevin Jackson, are you listening to 844-551-8255? Are you gloating over this Mueller report? Oh, Kevin, it's not officially out. I mean, it'll come. Is it? Let me tell you. I'm talking about it from my perspective right now is from the moment the report was released, because they knew what was in it. No malfeasance. No celebration of it either. Their champion has failed. They claimed at one point Trump was going to fire Mueller. He didn't. I said at the time Trump knew the deck was stacked against him, but he also knows that he did nothing. So he let Mueller hire whom he wanted. No complaints from Donald Trump about a team that was stacked against him. And he would tweet about it. He'd go, hey, Mueller's got a team full of anti-Trump, pro-Hillary Clinton people. Let him go. He didn't fire him. And you know, that Donald Trump, I don't care what anybody tells you. Trump may have said, this guy is not right. He shouldn't be on the job, which would be reasonable. But the reports of Donald Trump may fire Mueller. He better not. And the Democrats, he better not fire Mueller. There will be hell to pay if either. There was no reports. There was nothing credible about Donald Trump firing Mueller. Nothing. You know what the left was doing? They were playing their game. Their game was, let's say exactly what we want Donald Trump to do, knowing that he's not even thinking about doing it. You know why? Because Donald Trump said it doesn't matter who you put in that seat. They will find nothing on me. Go for it, Bob Mueller. Here's your rope. Go hang yourself. Go hang all your bureaucrat, Democrat plutopians. I call them the progressive liberal utopians. Go hang them, because that's all you're going to get. And what happened? That's exactly what happened. They hung themselves. And so now the spin. They are huddled all around D.C. trying to figure out, what do we do? He's an innocent man. We used all the resources that the government had, and we got nothing. And now they're going to start looking at us. Yep. So what do they say? Issue the report. You better issue that report immediately. The Democrats pretend to want to see this report. We better see that report. They better not hold anything back. And let me tell you something. I've said it before. The last thing the Democrats want is for you to see that report. The last thing they need is a dissection of a report where everybody looks at how it got started and they find out, oh, wow, it was the fake dossier. They start looking at the real testimony of Christopher Steele and others. They start looking at how innocent people's lives were destroyed, all because of a political agenda of baby black Jesus, Barack Obama, and fat butt cheeks Hillary Clinton. That's what this report is going to find out. Now, and they know. They're like, issue the report. Let the American public see it. Now, Trump says, put the report out there. There is nothing in that report that I'm concerned about. And quite frankly, Trump would be like, I don't even care if it exposes, you know, some tradecraft. It isn't like the Russians don't know how we operate or the Chinese. Put it out there. We don't care, because he knows it isn't going to show anything that he did. What's he got to worry about? He's an innocent man. Been wrongly accused, and the Democrats know it, and now the world knows it. So how do you cover up that you spent millions of dollars in order to trap an innocent man, and you want to let the American people know you can trust your government? Yeah, until we don't like you. You're on Celebrity Apprentice. You want to be the billionaire playboy, building big buildings around in big cities? Fine, we love you. We love your money. We love your contributions. We love being in the spotlight with you, yada, yada. But you run for president, you upset the apple cart. You upset the system that's in place to anoint who we decide is president. And now you're in trouble, big boy. Now, in what I just explained, that's how it works in China. Chinese people don't worry about who's going to be put in power next. It's done. And they are told, here's your new prime minister or whatever, right? President. Here's your new president. And they go, okay, as they keep, you know, slurping their soup. It doesn't matter. They have no input. in our system, they want us to believe we have an input.
They go, oh, it's your sacred right to vote. It's the number one thing you can have as a citizen.
Oh, by the way, we're going to let 20 million illegals come in, bring in their families, and what they call chain migration. We're going to let them come in, and then legal or illegal, we're going to have them vote. And then, yeah, but your vote is the most precious thing you have. And then they orchestrate who's going to win and who's going to lose. Look at Bernie turncoat sellout Sanders, who was supposed to be the nominee. It wasn't his time. And the Democrats and the entire apparatus showed him it wasn't his time. And here comes this upstart ingenue, a guy who's never held political office, Donald Trump, and he kicks their narrow behinds, as my grandma said, I'll kick your narrow behind, boy. And so he kicks their narrow behinds and becomes president. And you know what they do? They say, that should never happen in this country. That should never happen in this totalitarian society that we've built, this elitist one world, new world order. Who slipped up? Who didn't make it happen? Hillary Clinton was one. So the Democrats can pretend all they want. They don't want this report seen. And now they're huddled up because they gotta make sure that the media and everybody gets behind them.
Just because this report says that Donald Trump did nothing doesn't mean that Donald Trump did nothing. There are many underlying meanings in this report. Blah, 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 blah.
If I were Donald Trump, I would get my team of lawyers. I would start suing Adam Schiff, Nadler, John Brennan, James Clapper, the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe. I'd sue the entire litany. Eric Holder, Susan Rice, what's her name? The other one, Lynch, Loretta Lynch. I'd sue the entirety of them with a lawsuit. And I would make them all have to come and testify and explain their part in this. From tarmac meetings between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch to Barack Obama's messages to these FBI agents saying, I want to be kept apprised. All of it. Somebody's going to sing. There's going to be a canary singing in the coal mine when I'm done. Democrats, release this report immediately. Do it. Yeah. Last thing they want to see. And they know that it's not going to happen. They know this report can't be released immediately, which is why they demanded it. But guess what Donald Trump did? Donald Trump says, do it. He didn't fight him.
You know we can't do that.
He says, no, I'm with
him. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Top Republican of the House Judiciary Committee, Georgia Representative Doug Collins, voted for the resolution calling for any final report in the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation to be made public. See, the Democrats are screaming, they want the report public. Republicans are screaming, well, so do we. That is a marked change in Republican strategy. You know why that strategy has occurred? Because Donald Trump said, show the report. I'm innocent. Show the report. Because you know what this report is going to show? Everything Mueller didn't do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats all scared. Scared. And they should be. Because now the real stuff begins. I don't know what happens next. But I do know the Democrats are running out of runway. Yeah. The reason for this is, you recall when Adam Schiff, when they were going to release another report at some point, I forget what it was, the FBI, and Adam Schiff goes, it's a matter of national security that it not be released. Then they released it and it was nothing, except it condemned the FBI. You remember that? Yeah. It made the FBI look like they were really going after Donald Trump. Trump's like, release another set. What you're going to find out, folks, they were going after me. So the scramble's on. I want you to understand, when a ship is going down, this is what's happening. The rats are scurrying. And I know people out there are going, Kevin, nothing's going to happen. Is it Democrat? Okay, fine. Fine. Look, if that's like the same thing could have been said to me and was, Kevin, there's not just going to see Donald Trump winning. There's no way Donald Trump can win. There's no way Donald Trump can win. And I go, Donald Trump is not only can win, he's going to win. How can you say that? He's not going to win. And then he wins. And then I tell you, the Democrats are going to get prosecuted. There's no way that you can have this a scandal at this level and people's heads not fall. Now, if I'm pretty, you know, astute in guessing here, the Democrats are lining up who's going to take the fall. In all this scrambling, you'd be crazy not to have a scenario where you say, okay, who do we kill or who do we sacrifice politically? And if you don't think that the Clintons and the Obamas and all these people are trying to get this thing figured out in the pecking order and do the, you know, the mafioso hit where they all act like they're going to go out to the diner and get some cannolis or something and one guy gets an ice pick to the back of the head. Trust me, that's what's being looked at right now. Who's going to take the fall? How many? How do we contain the damage? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If I were Donald Trump, I would demand an investigation. I would come out publicly and I would say the Mueller report's been released. And of course, it told you exactly what I told you, that I had nothing to do with the Russians and on and on. However, what it did not do is it didn't find the people that got this witch hunt started that spent millions of your tax dollars. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to investigate how something could go so far against a private citizen, because I'm going to make sure this never happens to anybody else in this country. And he can make this raise such a stink that Barr, the new AG, says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a special counsel to look into how this all occurred to where we could take a fake document and exercise every probably DEFCON 1 level of government going up to the FISA court to start spying on citizens and then get citizens' lives turned upside down. Michael Flynn, Papadopoulos, Manafort, and many others start looking into people who have done absolutely nothing because somebody wanted to cover up their malfeasance. Yep. Going to be hell to pay. And I love it because this is long overdue. This is part of the correction that we've needed in government for years, decades. The last decade of this, of our lives, save the last 2 years, has been the most corrupt time in American politics. The most corrupt. The Obama administration was the most corrupt administration in history. It was able to do things on a scale that nobody could. I'm not telling you that there weren't bad people that ran the government, you know, years before. But I honestly believe they at least had good intentions outside of the Democrats wanting to keep people as slaves. They wanted to see the country flourish. Democrats don't care if this country flourishes. They care if they flourish. They don't care if we become a third world armpit. Doesn't matter to them. They care that they flourish. They set up things like Obamacare where they make money. They set up things like climate change where they make money. You are the fallout. So what? You got crappy insurance and you're afraid to go to the doctor. So what? You are getting charged for the air that you've been breathing and your ancestors have been breathing since the dawn of man. So what? If we can figure out a way to get money out of you, we're going to get it. And that's all this is. You look at it, education. We need public education. Education for all. Why? Because somebody's making a crap load of money and your kids aren't getting any more educated. Your kids are dumber today with a multitude of more things. Let me put it a different way. I want you to imagine a 1950s kid that is in a schoolhouse with multiple grades. And, you know, in other words, there's grades, first grade through 12th grade being taught by one teacher. And she's got a schoolhouse with 15 kids of various ages, and she still made the smartest kids on the planet. I want you to imagine what this woman would do if they all had phone systems that could Google information right on the top of their hand, and they could watch YouTube videos on how to do stuff, and she could put the kids over here and have them watch YouTube and with little gameplay and things like this. She had flat screen TVs that did this. She had interactive this or that. Can you imagine that teacher in with those students? Man, we'd be living on Mars. We'd be the people going around from in solar systems just saying, hey, look how smart we are. Now we're still trying to figure out, can we go to the moon or can we go somewhere else? Hey, look, the moon ain't going to be there either. If Earth is gone, the moon is gone. Trust me, you don't want to go to the moon. You need to find another solar system. My only point to it is that liberals are stealing our money. Not getting us any benefits. You get nothing. All the big talk of, everybody needs a livable wage. All they do is demoralize people to want less and less so that the government can give them less and less, and they make a bigger separation between rich and poor, which is what occurred during the time of Obama, the era of nothingness. We had a bigger separation between rich and poor, and I could go on. I want to stop and tell you exactly what's happening now. Now it's contracting. The gap between rich and poor closes under Trump. People are back to getting good paying jobs with job mobility and on and on. People are starting new jobs. Companies are reinvesting in themselves and people around them, and that's spurring other organizations to support those companies. And that's what positive energy and good sane policy does. But the left don't want it. Because see, that's no chaos. They need chaos. They don't need an organized functioning economy. They don't need an organized functioning government. They don't need somebody bringing sanity to the insane discussions of climate change. Oh, you're a climate denier. I want a climate denier put in jail. I mean, can you imagine? Look, you can think, if you believe in global warming, great. I don't want you imprisoned. I think you're an idiot if you do, because it's only weather. But if you want to believe that, fine. But do I want you imprisoned? No, they want us imprisoned. They want us imprisoned for pronoun misuse and crazy stuff. And now that sanity is returning, they're going, uh-oh, we can't live in sanity. Oh, somebody no, we cannot have it organized. It's like you go into somebody's house and you know exactly where to go get the spices and all these other things. A kitchen that's organized, and all the knives and the forks and all of the different implements are there. They got all the pots and pans, and you're sitting there going, whoa, because you know how your kitchen looks? It's very, if I showed you my grandmother's utensil drawer, you had to dig under stuff to find the spatula, or get to the little mixers for the mixing bowl and all that. Nothing was organized. We would have been 50 times more effective. One of my friends, he's an organizing expert. We were golfing, and he said he's got his golf clubs in his hand that he just shot with, and he says to me, Kev, he goes, you can save 5 seconds per hole if you keep your clubs in your hand at when you come back until you get to the next hole, and then you put them away and grab your next series of clubs. I mean, there are people that think like that, not leftists. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.